Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
And I'm Willard Sapperston in Florida.
There you are. How is it down there?
It is, let me look, 78 degrees.
Oh, beautiful.
Sunny, cloudy. If anybody cares, I had a beautiful walk around the hospital this morning.
Had to mention that, huh?
McDonald's for breakfast.
Well, there you go.
And we picked up fish at the farmer's market, fresh.
Off to a great start, right?
Yeah, fresh swordfish. So there.
So it is Saturday, October 3rd, 2020. Once again, every time I say the date, the year just keeps flying by, and I hate to keep saying that, but it's amazing. So October 3rd, 2020, it is 10:04 in the morning. And we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM, out of Buffalo, New York, at midnight, unless there's a sporting event. If there is a sporting event, we'll be on after the sporting event. We are also available every Saturday morning from 10 to 11, live streaming. If you go to our website, sapperston.com, sapperston.com, and click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, and you should be all set. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. So if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, there's many shows there. I don't know how many years are there now, probably 2 or 3 years. But anyway, if you want to catch a recent show, once again, go to sapperston.com, sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is chat and archives. Click on archives, and you're all set.
What happened to the...
What's that?
Free economic commentary.
That comes now. You interrupted me.
I'm very sorry.
I always go finally, last but not least. There's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy. They're economists, so, give them a little leeway. But,
they have a nice thing on the front page where they show the change in interest rates.
Yeah, they have
from
that.
From the last year and the change in the markets from the last year.
And they give you a breakdown of what they consider the important economic news of the week. Some facts and figures, of course. You can go all over the internet and get a different figure or fact, but
A year ago, oil was $52 and now it's $36 close.
There you go. Useful information.
Yeah. Be wary of Exxon and Chevron and those guys.
Well, we can
love them, but the stocks look terrible.
Well, it's interesting when they do their commentary and so forth. You know, I happen to be reading, you know, on Barron's online this morning. And,
oh, really? I didn't know you read Barron's.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, you know, there was two different columns in there, you know, about the report that came out, you know, and saying how the numbers are all off and this can't be taken into account. California is a big part of the problem. You know, you go on and on and on. So you never know what's true and what's not true. You know, just hope to live your life and move on. So,
and what we push on the show is the trend is your friend.
That's true. He died, didn't he?
Yeah, Mr. Trend.
Yeah, but he was right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And and he proved that when the trend ends. That's the way it is. So. Without becoming philosophical about anything, right now the phone lines are wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And needless to say, this is the easiest time to get in. The lines are wide open. So once again, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. But if for some reason you don't want to give us a call, although we like talking to people, you can go to our chat box at the website, saperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat and say, join the chat. You can type in a question. You can type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with that particular instrument.
Well, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to look at the top of the chat or the bottom?
If you look at the top, right, and I'm there right now. It says 14 days ago. 7 days ago, so obviously you don't want to look at the top. You know. 12 minutes ago, there was popular character said, any thoughts on how long this market downturn may last? And I kind of say, what downturn? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, right now it's a, you know, typically, you know, and so far it hasn't quite followed coming into October, what normally happens during a pre-election year, which is a downturn into the middle of the month of October, and then the market takes off again. But I don't know. You're not following it right now. The market.
My gut is that with all the news yesterday on the president and the market held up, that's pretty good news.
Well, it's like I was saying to somebody, too.
Strength.
Yeah, there's a trading room that says, forget everything, the market's going up. That's it. And there was one of the things in Barron's was that the what, kind of paraphrase it, what me worry market, you know, and, you know.
Alfred E. Newman.
Exactly. So, you know, and anybody that spouts out statistics from the past, you know, the P's and all this other stuff. And, you know, all these, you know, statistics, nothing's relevant right now because nothing has ever been like this before. And as you've said to me and we've discussed, you know, there's tons of liquidity out there. And people continue to feel, the Fed will do whatever it can, you know, to keep everything moving and keep the market up, keep the economy going, and so
and
forth.
And if they have any excess cash and they want yield, they're going to buy a stock.
Exactly. So doesn't mean you're not going to go through periods, you know, quick burst down. But it turns out that, you know, like Monday morning, you came in and there was the announcement overnight about the president having COVID. Was that Monday?
No.
And
Friday.
Friday, rather. Yeah. And
this is Saturday today.
Yeah, but you know, but last Monday, right? Oh no, after the announcement. When did they announce it? Thursday night was it?
Thursday night. At
right.
1-2 o'clock in the morning.
Time flies, like I tell you. But anyway, but Thursday night, right? The markets were down like overnight, 400, 500 points, something like that.
Yeah, 450. I saw when I got up.
And I thought to myself, probably going to be another buying opportunity. You know, and there it was again.
I thought we'd be
know.
Down 1,000. Then
yeah.
I thought about
yeah.
it. Yeah.
But no. So, you know, so far they continue to buy the dips. And
the market, whether it was S&P or Dow or NASDAQ, was up 1-2% last week.
Yeah, I know. You know, and a lot of times you go through these gyrations.
Gold was up. Gold was up good.
Yeah, but, you know, these gyrations make you think the week was terrible, right? And but then you look and you say, hey, the market was up last week, right? So, you know.
I have a comment about dividends. You want to hear it?
Well, I got a couple of people on the line if you want to talk to them.
Oh, take them.
Okay.
This is a call-in show.
Okay. First, we're going to go to Tom in North Tonawanda. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. How are you doing today?
I'm okay, as far as I know.
If he knows what day it is, he's good.
Yeah, I guess I am.
I'm playing David here.
Who's with her today? Who else is on?
There's Willard. Willard's there.
Willard, well, thank you, Mr. Willard. How you doing, Willard?
We're good.
That's good. That's good. Okay. Peter.
Yes.
I had Caesars, and then somebody bought Caesars, and they give me maybe a grand or two on that. But then I turn around, and now what's going on with Penn?
What's going on with it? It's been it's been unbelievable. You know? I mean, do you own it or what?
Yes, I own Penn.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the gambling areas, and they have an interest, you know, I think, in the online stuff.
With all that sports and things.
Oh, yeah.
They have gaming machines.
Yeah.
And table games.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure they must have online representation too. You know, I haven't checked into that, but the you know, all the gambling type stocks, especially the online, you know, like DraftKings hit a new all-time high. Of course, it hasn't been out that long, but hit a new all-time high, and you know they're all in very strong positions right now.
Well, they own Barstool, Peter.
Oh, okay, all right.
Which is a big deal, which is the online.
Yeah, because I figured they had to be in the online.
And well, I thought I heard or read something, not read, heard something, that they're going to buy Caesars.
They're going to buy Caesars?
Yes.
It's possible. I don't know. I didn't see that. But what's the news? Let me check the news on Caesars. Can you do that?
I can sort of do that.
Can you sort of do that?
I got off my correct screen.
Yeah, but I mean, Caesar has been unbelievable what that stock has done. And I think you're right about some kind of news that was out there.
Well, I'm searching the news now.
But, you know, I thought you said you sold Caesars, though, or you got something for it or whatever. I don't know.
Well, somebody bought Caesars.
Yeah.
But they never changed the name.
Okay, I got you.
Okay. Now, a friend of mine called me and said he heard or read something that Penn is buying Caesars. Caesars has a symbol, CZR.
Yeah, right, that I know. I'm looking at that. And I noticed,
other gambling stocks, Penn National Gaming, which has a 98% hold strength rating, surged 10%. Caesars Entertainment, which signed a similar co-exclusive betting deal with ESPN. So they must possibly own part of Caesars.
Well, let me see. Hang on here. There must be more news than that on it, that's for sure.
Well, there is, but it's not easy to write.
It's not easy.
That's why you have the internet.
Okay. Thanks for the information.
Well, I have 40 articles, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. You have to go through and, you know, read tons over, you know. But we'd have to check that, really.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I hope somebody calls you today.
Well, you were in pretty good shape to begin with here, so we appreciate it. So.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
Nice to chat, Tom.
Okay.
Okay.
See, I see where Caesars is going to buy William Hill, okay, which is a UK gambling company, all right. So, and they're one of the biggest. So I don't know. I don't know.
At the end of the news, I don't see that.
Yeah, I see that. Caesars to buy William Hill and Stifel. What are they? Raises the price target. So,
Stifel Nicholas.
Yeah.
I used to know
the whole company. Miranda. So there you go. I doubt Penn's buying Caesars, you know. So
yeah. I know. That's what I thought. That's what I call you. You guys, you guys know what's going on. You go, oh,
well, no. I had seen this, but I forgot about it. You know, my short-term memory is not very good, but anyway.
He doesn't know what day it is.
Yeah, right.
What kind of advice would we give?
So the interesting thing is that Caesars, which I think closed, what near 60, I guess, 58, somewhere in that area, they raised the price target to 80. So. So there you go. Caesars looks good. Penn looks good. So it's, you know, it's the online gambling that's really driving things.
And DraftKings looks good.
And DraftKings looks good.
Yeah, we bought a little bit last week for something. I'll wait for the dreamer to call.
Okay.
Perfect.
We will too. Take care.
Okay.
Have a
Take
good
care.
Weekend.
You
okay.
too. Bye.
All right, Tom. All right, right now, phone numbers to call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go next to Victor in Amherst. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Our most experienced caller.
I don't know about that.
And the smart.
Hey, you made me jealous this morning. Your fresh swordfish in Florida and the dollar menu at McDonald's. I mean, what a day you started off with.
You bet. You bet. And we're going to grill that swordfish tonight outside, so, you know.
I could see you eating two of those dollar burritos, you know. Pretty nice.
I went for the sausage and egg McMuffin.
So, a couple of things. Willard, did you see the AAII recent journal?
I did not get it. It comes up to Hamburg, and it's got to be, they send all the mail down once a week.
Yeah, but forwarding mail is very slow. But anyway, go ahead.
They got a compelling article in there as far as every portfolio diversified should have small cap value in there.
Oh, really?
Small cap value, yeah. I mean, don't rely on the S&P, just as a long-term play, you know.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't mean short-term, because values, small cap value has been a dog for 5 years. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is small cap value going back decades is you know, have, if you're going to be equity ETFs, you know, 20% small cap value is not a bad idea. Good article on that.
That's interesting. Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, I see what you're saying. Real long term is part of a diversified portfolio, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
But we noticed you didn't take the bait last week, did you?
What was the bait?
Oh, you didn't listen? Oh.
Don
says every time he's tried the thing you doing, he always gets called away. He always gets exercised.
On what?
On the call, you know. In other words, you know, you did that AT&T one, right? He says anytime he does something like that, he ends up getting it exercised and doesn't get the dividend.
Well, how many times do I have to explain this?
Don't explain it. I mean, just tell me.
I mean, first of all, he's buying, I can tell you right now, in 50 words or less, he's buying the common at the wrong time. And he's selling the put at the wrong
time. He's selling the call at the wrong time, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, that's I tell him to go back on the old shows and I'm not going over that.
No, don't do that. I'm just saying that he's saying that anytime he's done something like that, he never gets the dividend. And,
well, he's not doing something like that because he's doing it wrong.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Right?
That's it. Must be, I guess. In other words, you're saying there's no chance of you being exercised before the dividend, right?
Zero. Z-E-R-O.
Okay.
Zero.
Okay.
Zero.
That's it.
I'm doing it again on the 7th of October, I guess, the end of next week. So I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, keep me posted, but let's not go through it because it just throws everybody
nobody
off.
Nobody wants to rehash it.
Right,
just
no.
Quick point, and then I'll let another caller go on.
Right.
I followed at the gaming sector real close. I've owned Penn.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why Caesars went up is when they bought William Hill,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
William Hill is huge in
gigantic,
Europe.
Gigantic.
And Caesars wants nothing to do with European operations, and they're going to sell it and make a boatload.
Hmm. Boy.
That's the reason why everybody's got a price on Caesars at 80 is that Europe's worth a lot of money. Great Britain's worth a lot of money. And William Hill is in a lot of the standalone casinos in Vegas where they don't want to have their own operations. William Hill rents from them, and it's just it's a money making machine.
Yeah. So, oh yeah. Well, appreciate
that's
that.
The,
yeah.
That's the reason why. All right, guys. Thank you. Have a nice.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thanks for the call.
Yep.
Thanks for the information. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Okay, right now, give us a call. Phone lines pretty wide open, or very wide open. 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. Or if you don't want to give us a call, you can go to our chat box at sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Click on Join the Chat. And you're all set. You can type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, we're going to go to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning. Wonderful hearing your voice, especially hearing from my friend in Florida. I enjoy it.
Thank you.
I noticed today the Barron's, which Peter reads online, had a very good section, a quarterly section on funds that made the Barron's extra thick.
Mm-hmm.
I'd recommend that. You know, people pick that up if they are interested in it. Three stocks today. One is Comcast. I noticed in Barron's they say it could be a value trap. I've been holding that for a while. I think I got it as a spin-off from something.
So Comcast, CM... Yeah, I don't know what that means.
CMCSA.
CSA, that I know. But
I'm looking at it. It's at a weekly high of around 45.
Well, why do they say it's a value trap?
I guess they're thinking that the dividends are not sustainable.
Well, I mean, if
it's got a high return, it said in Barron's.
Well, if you take a look at the chart, you're right up to important resistance, right?
Mm-hmm.
The old highs. So, you know, if it went to 48, that'd be a major breakout, and it's trading.
Yeah, would it close then? I didn't.
No, close to 45.
Oh, okay.
So it would have to go to 48.
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like to you?
It only pays 2%.
Yeah.
The dividend, Art, was 22.5 cents in 2014, 15.25, 16.27. Then they dropped it to 15 cents a quarter in 17, and then they raised it to 19 and 18, 21 and 19, 23 now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
all over the place.
Back up again.
Yeah,
all over. But supposedly, they've been earning, you know, $2 to $3 a share and paying a buck. I mean, that's how it looks to me.
Right.
You want to look at the debt. Debt is 118%.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'd expect a hell out of debt in the cable company.
Earnings per share growth at 17 and return.
Second stock would be
19.
Groupon, GRPN. I think it closed around 21.
What about Groupon?
Yeah. What's its... I own
hear him. Is something wrong with the phones?
No, I hear him very well. I don't know.
I'm having trouble picking Willard up now. He's getting lower in volume.
I'm going to call back in.
Okay. Well, Groupon took a dump, huh?
Right.
And was there news on it, or...?
I don't know.
You don't know if there was news on it? You didn't see anything on it at all?
No. I looked up the Barron's table on the side, and I didn't see any. Groupon wasn't one of the items.
Really? Well, let me take a look. There has to be a reason why it's taken that big drop, to say the least. I'm trying to look. Why Groupon stock plunged today? I guess people don't like what they had to say at their presentation.
Right.
They're doing a new model, you know, and whatever that model is, they didn't like it. So the stock is going...
I couldn't hear you.
Can you hear him now?
You hear me now?
I got an echo.
Well, better than anything, I guess.
Okay, now we fixed it.
All right.
So we have Comcast phone lines here.
So what does that mean, get out?
Well, all I can tell you is we're constantly having trouble with it.
Yeah, well, there you go.
But I don't know if anyone's any better. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I put in a secondary Verizon line, not for the phones, but for the Internet, because Comcast would go down every other day for an hour. And if you're trying to look at a security and what price it's trading at, you're in trouble.
Yep. So,
badmouth them, but.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can't tell right now. You'd have to pick an out point, you know, for the stock.
You want Groupon?
Yeah, on, well, if you look at, go back to Comcast, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, for Comcast, I already went to Groupon, but what would be out point to be concerned about Comcast?
Probably the 50-day, because you already broke the 10 and the 20.
So the 50-day.
That's 44.35.
44.35. It's already.
So below 44.
Yeah. Yeah, but okay, so it's pretty close to where it is right now. So you reevaluate it below 44 on Comcast. On Groupon, doesn't look great.
Looks horrible anywhere, right?
Yeah, and to me, it looks like it's possible. The real strong support will be back where? Quite a ways. Should have put my glasses on, but it looks like about 15. GRPN. I mean, it looks like, you know, the important support where it's bounced out of and had big runs before is back at 15.
14.95 low.
Yep.
On July 31st.
And the bearish price objective is 6. And
why would you buy that?
Well, he owns it, I think.
Yeah, I do.
Do you own it, Art?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it looks like it could be headed to 15, and if it dropped below 15, 6. So you have to look for some. It doesn't look good right now.
Take a look at Viacom. That's all.
Yeah. Last item, the ExxonMobil. You were aware of all the information. In fact, there was a lot of it in the paper. Concerning whether the dividend is going to be sustainable.
Yeah.
According to some of their executives, they say
they are. Well, if they don't earn money, how long are they going to pay the dividend?
Yeah, that's true. Because it's up to a 10.5% dividend right now.
Well,
the dividend is.
I wouldn't be buying it for the dividend.
The last quarter in June, the sales were down 53%. In the March quarter, the sales were down 12%.
Right.
So unless you're a real bottom fisher, and I know you can be, I know you'll swap out for a tax loss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, below $30, I would be very worried.
Right, right, okay.
Or as Peter would say, reevaluate. Then he's not really committed.
Yeah.
No, but you don't want to tell people. You don't want people.
Do your own research.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You know, some people will use stops. You know, some people won't. And then the problem with, you know, looking at it and saying below 44, get out. Well, if the market just had an 800-point down day and it went below 44, is that necessarily a sell? Don't know.
No,
so that's why you probably not. So that's why you reevaluate it.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. Well, I guess that's all. Just information. The Dreamer did call in last week. I'm sure he'll call in again soon.
Okay.
Nice talking to you guys.
Nice talking to you. Have a good weekend.
Always appreciate your call, Art.
Okay.
Thank you.
And it's almost 10:30. If Jerry will be a little patient, he's on the line right now. We'll take a quick one-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Right now, phone lines wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541.
Or you can do your own research.
Very good. We should say that every two seconds, right?
Why not?
But you can also
when they're calling, I think.
Yeah, you can also go to the website saperston.com for the chat box. Click on Dollar Doctor tab, chat and archives. Click on chat, join the chat. Click on that, and if you have a question, you can type in a question. If you have a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to Jerry in Alden. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter and Willard. It's good to hear Willard, even as he's a distance away and not the best connection.
Thank you. Yeah, terrible connection. Of course, it's Comcast. You just had that discussion.
I wonder if they still have Frontier service in his area.
We bought a Verizon Fios line for the internet as a backup, and it used to be Verizon, but now it's Frontier.
Oh, okay, it is. They do have the Fios. Okay.
Yeah. So well, they bought out Verizon in Florida. That's my understanding.
I know, and they went downhill after that.
They were terrible in the beginning. I think they're better.
Oh, good.
They're better.
I'd like to ask about three stocks I own. The first one is EFC, Ellington Financial.
Oh, EFC, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I typed in the wrong one.
Yeah, I was almost going to do that too. But
you bought it for the 8% dividend.
Yes.
Yeah, I will take a minute to just tell people that when I look on many services that I'm looking on Investors Business Daily website right now, it says 8.5. And then sometimes when I actually go to Bloomberg or Thomson, it's different. So sometimes they're quoted and people buy because of the dividend.
And it's not right. Yeah, you have to. Yeah, yeah. It's a good point. You know, always double check.
It's a big deal. You probably can go to their website these days.
Yeah, I would think so.
I'm going to check on Thomson to see how that dividend looks. And in 2000, I'll give you a little history. 17, it paid 41 cents a quarter. And they dropped it to 14 in 2019, and they raised it to 15 in 2020 for two periods, and then they dropped it to 8 cents from 15 and 20, and now it's 9 cents. So it's not level, so to speak, or it's not improving when you look at some stocks, even Altria or Philip Morris. They pay a few cents more every year.
But
give you a feel.
What does the chart say? Looks interesting, doesn't it?
Chart looks interesting. I just want to look and see what they're out of Connecticut. Specialty finance company that acquires and manages mortgage-related and other financial assets.
The thing that caught my interest was it's involved with a REIT, but I don't think it's a REIT itself.
It says residential and commercial mortgage loans, consumer loans, asset-backed securities, and they securitize, car loans now. Non-mortgage and mortgage-related derivatives, equity investments in BAN origination companies. As non-agency RMBS, the mortgages, for which the principal and interest payments are guaranteed by the United States government. So that was the why people would do it. They're involved a bit with the government. The earnings look to be all right.
Do you own it or you're looking to buy it?
Own it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Estimated to be $1.40 this year, $1.37. Next year and about 56 after that.
I can't hear Willard very well, but maybe I'm mainly interested in support.
The earnings look okay, but the biggest problem, I would say, is the gross sales of the company are under only $1 million. That's a small little company.
Hmm.
Do you hear me, Peter?
I hear you. I don't know if he hears you.
Well, you can tell him. Tell him it's a very small company.
He says it's a very small company, but I can't believe the sales are only $1 million.
The market cap is $500 million. Well, I'm just telling you what Thompson
okay.
says.
Yeah, well.
Market cap is $550 million.
Yeah.
Still small.
But,
well, there's some kind of a REIT association with another entity. So.
Well, the chart really has our favorite chart pattern. It broke the downtrend. Retested the downtrend line, and if you hit 13.5, that's a beautiful breakout. Potential price target's 18, and support's what, 11, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know where the moving averages are.
And now it's 12.
Yeah.
1270.
Yeah.
I'll give you moving averages if you want. It's still under the 200-day is 1288.
So it's almost there.
But the 50-day is 1241.
Yeah, so this is like, so I think if you go to 13.5 with those two averages converging, that'd be a very, very positive sign. Then your next resistance would be where? About 14.5, 15, somewhere around there?
Yeah.
And the price objective on the chart's 18, so.
I was going to say 16 to 18.
So. Okay. I think it looks pretty decent.
Okay. Well, that's good information.
Yep.
The second one is a bigger entity, LYB, that I own.
Yeah, we have that in some accounts. I don't know if you can hear me.
Did you hear Willard there?
Yes, he said
okay,
yeah,
in some accounts.
I'm trying to speak up here.
Yeah.
It's helping.
Well, it seems to go up and down.
Yeah, I mean,
really bounces around now. But
I can't get thrilled by the chart.
$24 billion market cap with negative sales and negative earnings, but the dividend looks secure to me.
Yeah, you've had two big run ups into what, 79.80, and then it died and came back again.
Back to under 70.
Yep. And. Where's your two?
If materials do well, it should do well, right, Peter?
Yeah, if they do.
It's out of Netherlands, manufactured polypropylene compound.
And you've got the 50 and 200 days in the, 69 area? Yeah, about 69.
Yeah, which for us, when we're looking, is very positive.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so, you're okay at the moment, I would
and
just...
And the 200 is 68.
It just seems like a long-term hold. And
yeah, it is, yeah.
If the economy takes off.
Yeah,
you buy it for the dividend and probably, it's $24 billion market cap. That's a lot.
What about the debt?
Debt is, hold on, I just had it. I thought it was 144.
It's a lot,
It's a lot of debt.
But, as long as you don't, if you're a long-term holder, 60 would be the, quote, reevaluation point.
Return on equity, 38%. And the earnings stability on a scale of 1 to 100, and the lower the better, is 11. So their earnings are fairly consistent.
Yeah. It seems like it's okay to hold at the moment.
Okay. That's what I need.
Yep.
Then the last one is STOR, S-T-O-R.
Didn't Buffett have something to do with that?
Yes, he bought into that some time ago. Or has some of so.
Yeah, we looked at it. And I think we bought a little. It's about 5%.
Yeah, earnings are coming out on October 29th. Yeah, looks like a nice chart.
And the earnings have been positive until the June quarter because of COVID. The sales have been positive from the December 2018 quarter coming up.
And it's kind of nice they pay their dividend, I believe, every month.
Yeah, and you got the 50-day and 200-day in the 26 area, and it's above that.
That looks perfect.
So that looks nice.
I think that's one of the reasons I bought a little.
Yeah, and definitely, that'd be too far back. Where's the support. So actually back at 22, right? But having broken out, it just retested the breakout area. So I'd say, you know, 26 or so, 26, 27 should be support. And if it
I got 26.
Yeah. And if it's broke below that, you know, could be headed back down to the 22 area. But, you know, so I'd think about it, you know, again, if it did break back below that 26.
And I got a relative strength of 77 with 100
pretty,
being
pretty
the
strong,
best.
Yeah.
That's strong for a REIT.
And it looks like there's a lot of open air up to 40, you know, so.
Yeah, and they're in 49 states.
Yep.
The other thing is, they don't have any non-associated businesses, which is handy for taxes and IRAs.
Yeah, that's, STOR. Yeah, very interesting.
In fact, I wish there were a table you could find that showed you which REITs were going to have non-associated business so that you could know if you're going to get those 529 or what? Or
no. Oh, yeah, whatever the
whatever that tax form is that you get. You almost have to find it out by each company.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah.
So I always say do your own research.
Yeah, have to go to their website and find out.
And that's a tedious process.
It is. But, I know what you mean.
You know, if
yeah.
they'd only show you a sample K-1, right?
Yeah, right. No,
for some, you know, owned amount, if you saw the K-1, you would.
Well, if you can quickly go to, like, you know, the investor's area and then tax documents, you know, and usually they'll have a thing to click on their tax document. You know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so try that.
Info.
Yep.
Okay, thank you very much
okay.
for that information.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Right now, phone lines wide open, 803-1512. I was laughing at Bill from Cheeseburger something, but anyway.
Did he?
Yeah, Cheeseburger, New York. But anyway, 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. Or you can go to the chat box at sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Then click on Join the Chat, and you can type in a
Someone
question.
Someone asked about snow in the chat room, you know, I'm looking at.
Really? Oh, that's a wild one. Just came out. Yeah, we'll get to that.
Hopefully.
But we'll go to Bill in Cheeseburger, New York.
Hey, Pete, remember the good old days when I would call in every year on Kentucky Derby Day? Remember when they used to run the Kentucky Derby in May?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
But listen, Pete, what do you like in the Preakness today?
Nobody, because I don't even know who's running. I didn't know it was running. So who do you like?
I always like the long shots. You know, me. I got to take a shot, you know, stab. They call it stabbing, Pete.
How's the weather going to be? That's, you know, the long shots are best in the rotten weather.
You know, I got to give Baltimore credit. The whole city's falling apart. Yet they're going to plow like $100 million into Pimlico to keep the race there. So, you know, I guess there is some hope for the city. But Willard, how's my man Willard today?
We're doing good. As long as bonds hold and gold holds, we're happy.
Yeah, gold. Hey, you know what? Gold, if you can get down about 1750, you know, we used to say at the betting window, go up there with two hands.
Yeah, that would be a bargain price, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think you can easily see that. I think commercials are heavy short into gold over here, but I digress. Pete, I heard somebody say on the CNBC very profound statement, boy, this is a tough market. Hey, when was it ever easy? I remember one market that you could throw a dart at the old Wall Street Journal page, 1985. Do you remember that year in 85?
Vaguely.
Do I know? Oh, no.
Vaguely.
Well, I got my business in
85, you could throw pretty much a dart at the whole market. That was a great year. But, Pete, I had a call today. I couldn't believe it. I'm reading Barron's last week. So, you know, they have that page with the the market, guys, I couldn't believe what I saw. The Aiden sisters.
Oh, really?
Pete, they're still around. Oh, my God. Remember the Aiden sisters?
What are they, 90 right now?
Oh, my God. You want to give them credit, though. They moved to Costa Rica years ago. They bailed out of here and moved down there.
Unbelievable.
But I'll tell you, they made their... I don't know if they're still living off it, but they were crazy bullish on gold in the late 70s. I know maybe they're still living off their money, but, man, they're still around. Wow. But they got to be the last ones from my generation.
That's for sure. It's amazing. Although I've seen that people think their newsletter's pretty good, so I don't know.
I used to subscribe. Mm-hmm. Very good newsletter. Yep. Very smart. But, you know, that was from my day, the Aiden sisters. I digress. But, so what are we doing here with the stock market? What are we doing here?
It would seem, as long as it's not that I know much, because I don't,
yes,
with the semiconductor index still being so positive, I think you're good in growth stocks.
Even my dog Intel is starting to wake up. Oh, my God. But you know what? I've had Intel for so many years. I've seen so many crashes in that stock, I'll tell you. But they couldn't fill that gap. It goes all the way up to about 60 here. But it is acting
Story. I had a stop for a guy at 58. It closed at that 60-something and opened up at 50. And I didn't get my
stock. Yeah, I know.
Believe me.
What a stock.
And
but,
what
are you going to do?
Here?
Yeah, I hold all the dogs. Hey, Pete, put on your technician's hat. I have a big position in this dog. Are you ready, Pete?
I'm ready.
T-P-R.
TPR, huh?
Oh, my God. I've had it for years. I got it for free.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Watch that thing crash so many times. But, Pete, that's part of the fun of the stock market. If you had everything that was going up all the time, what fun would it be?
Tapestry, huh? Tapestry.
Yeah, the old coach. Got it for nothing.
Yep.
Yeah, the website is still coach.com.
Yeah, I know. I get this stuff. Hey, the stuff is quality, bro. Give them that. But what are you going to do? All right, Pete, what do you think? If it holds $15, can you get 25 or no?
I would say possible, but you have to break out of this. I mean, the daily range is so tight.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
They tried to break it about 8 times. In fact, I bought more of it like a dope at 12 because I'm stupid. But what are you going to do?
Well, right now...
Dividends are any good on that thing?
What's that?
I said, does he think the dividends are any good on that thing?
No, there's no dividend. They suspended it.
Yeah, well,
and
that
was yielding a 5% too.
And 0 on the other. Yeah, I see it.
But you know what they got? They got good cash flow, and I don't think they have any debt. The company's not that bad, but retail's in the doghouse, so they're going to throw everything away except Walmart, I guess.
Yeah, but it's right now. The trading range is getting tighter now. It's between 12 and 18.
They had a good reversal yesterday.
Worldwide.
Well, I mean, if you look at the point and figure chart, you're making higher highs and higher lows.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely. But the thing is, yesterday was a big reversal of 1535. So, hey, maybe I hang in there. But my favorite stock, CHDN. Let me tell you about this thing last week. So Kentucky comes out with a ruling that certain slot machines are illegal. They dropped the stock $15, right, on the news?
Yeah.
Later in that article it says, but it doesn't affect Churchill Downs. The next day, it's up 20.
Yeah.
This is what you have. Weak hands in so many stocks. I mean, really, but hey, the old farts I work with, the old guys like myself, who own Churchill Downs, who are, you know, 1 foot in the, you know, in the sad part, never sell that stock. I looked at the insiders years and years ago. They're all old guys, multi-millionaires. They never sell anything, them guys. And look, at all you know is the day they announced no fans of the Kentucky Derby, the stock went up 8 points. So,
yeah,
listen, what are you
going
to do?
This is the type of thing that creates opportunities in this
market.
Right,
exactly.
Because what happens is people read a news item like that, and they hit a lot of stocks unjustifiably that have nothing to do with it, and you have an opportunity,
All right, one last one. I've held this stock for a long time. It's a great company. It hasn't done great lately, but it's okay. PAYX. Look at the chart. You tell me that chart ain't great or what?
PAYX. What is that, paychecks? Or?
Yeah. Look at the chart. And a nice dividend yield, Willard, your favorite.
It's got a 3%. It is in a cup with handle.
Tons of cash, no debt.
No, it's a nice looking chart.
Yeah, it's a beautiful chart, just in the golden cross. And did you ever buy GLPI, Willard, or no?
I did. I wonder why I owned it. I couldn't remember. Last week I was looking at it.
Well, look at that chart on GLPI. Why wouldn't you? That's a beautiful chart. Plus, I'll give you one last thing. I know I digress here. The all-time dog was CZR. I couldn't believe I looked at that stock the other day. Oh, my God, I think it's 660.
Which one was that, DVR?
CCR.
Oh, CCR. Okay.
A terrible company. Loaded with that. Oh, look at that thing.
A coal company?
No, CCR.
CZR, yeah,
I'm sorry.
We were talking about that earlier in the show.
Oh, you were? I'm sorry.
Okay. I mean, people are saying they raised the price target to 80. They bought William Hill.
There was the all-time dog gambling stock. I mean, loaded with that mismanaged. The world's worst. The world's worst. I'd rather own Las Vegas Sands any day. Good yay. That's one for you, world. Las Vegas Sands. Adelson, great company, tons of cash, good yield. That's better, but man, if Caesars is moving, you got to love that group. And you guys have a great day. You're the greatest, Pete.
He's the greatest.
He said, Willard, too. Willard, you were an afterthought.
No, I'm not the greatest.
Peter's on my Mount Rushmore of technicians with Justin Mamus.
Oh, come on now. No way. No way.
You sure are, Pete. Pete, I've been calling this show for 30 years. Think about it. 30 years, Pete. I'm still around.
I try not to think about it. But
remember, only the good die young, so I got a shot.
Good point.
All right, guys. You have a great day.
Great hearing from you.
Thanks, Bill.
Take care. Thanks a lot, Bill. Okay, right now, I guess we have a few minutes, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541.
Snow.
What's that?
S-N-O-W. Someone asked him.
Oh, yeah, it's snow. They did, really. Okay, well, I think it was mentioned in Barron's. I don't know if it was the guy who's the head of the 20th century, not 20th century, the Fidelity Contra Fund.
Yeah.
And he was saying how he has to change the way he thinks, you know, and...
good luck.
No, really, he said the old things, you know, you have to have an open mind, and, you know, and I thought he mentioned, either him or somebody, very positive on the company, okay? It's like the next great thing in the cloud, whatever their technology is. But it was a new issue. And,
got
tough.
Got to 320 and is at 227 and had a low of 208.
Right. So, what would you do?
I would be a buyer at 150 if it was going to happen.
Right. That's one thing. The other thing is, I mean, you could buy it and say, well, if it went to 208, under 208, then maybe your 150 is in play. So if somebody is speculative, you know, do your research on this company. But, you know, I've seen some very positive things, but you check into it. But, having come back that far, 208's an important point. And what did it close at? 227 or something?
227.
Yeah. So, you know, as a speculative play, I wouldn't put all my money in it, you know, but, you know, you might take a shot at it and, you know, then you have to decide.
I listened to an analyst about a month ago that said she only buys IPOs, but they have to have dropped in half first and then started a climb.
Yep.
And then she found that they made big money, 400 or 500%.
Yeah, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I saw an ad for a timing service. They're selling you their service, but that's the approach they use. You know, I don't know if it's half, but they don't. They wait until it has a pretty significant drop, and then they have some kind of method that triggers them in to buy it after that drop. You know,
you always said the ones that go down the most come back the most.
Oh yeah, well,
fastest.
You know, Facebook was a great example of that. You know, I think it got up to 50, back down to 17,
and look where it is. Sales increase. From the April 19 quarter, up 179, up 286, up 155, up 139,
up
149, up 129. So the sales increase is crazy good, provides cloud-based data warehousing.
Yep.
That allows corporate users to store and analyze data.
Yep. That's exactly what they do, and they say it's great what they do. So
Snowflake.com.
Right.
Take a look.
So take a look at it. So anyway, we're at the last minute of the show. You know, what do you always say, Willard, at this point?
I always say keep a little powder dry and good night and good luck.
And that's very good advice in this market because opportunities are created every day out there. So make your list of your stocks and you know, when they get hit unjustifiably or they get hit on some kind of news like the president's news was or so forth, you know, it creates opportunities. So, well, Willard, take care.
You too, Peter.
And,
you can always buy half instead of the whole position.
Exactly.
Right?
And, so until next week, take care.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.